Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gambit. Today is Friday, February 3rd, 2017. With me today, Brian Chaffin. How's it going, Brian?
It goes mostly forward, and it's good to be here.
It's great to have you here. Or if I try and follow with your voice style, hey, it's great to have you here.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yes, indeed. And Dave Hamilton, how are you?
Time flies like an arrow, and fruit flies like bananas.
And there's always money in the banana shack.
Can we do the whole show like this?
we can, but I think at the end of the show, I'd probably have to say, and thanks for listening to the final episode. Which would probably be really disappointing, or maybe not, to our sponsor, Blue Apron. I guess we'll know soon. Anyhow, so we started talking in our morning meeting about something that that quickly became really interesting to me. And this is the news that Tim Cook is receiving a Free Expression Award from Newseum. And on one hand, that sounds great.
Who's Newseum?
So Newseum is... what's the best way to describe them? They're an organization that that's all about like First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, and they have different like exhibits set up to promote free speech.
Yeah, it's a museum in Washington D.C. That, you know, is laid out similar to the various Smithsonian type museums and all the other things that you could see in Washington, D.C. And they are all about, you know, the things in the news. And so it's a
this explanation was brought to you by Straight Man. Straight Man. Yeah. Keeping it straight for you.
There you go.
Anyhow, so he's getting this this special award, the Free Expression Award, and Dave, you pointed out that this is good, but at the same time, maybe not.
Well, yeah, I mean, so clearly part of the reason, perhaps the entire reason that Tim Cook is chosen for this award is because he has things to say on various social issues, mm-hmm. right? And so, okay, fine. He is someone in the public eye of influence that has things to say on social issues. And so absolutely, that's their criteria. They choose the award. No problem. The question is, should Tim Cook be someone who puts himself in a position where he is up to get an award like this? He's not, he is the CEO of a publicly traded company. Should the CEO of a publicly traded company be out there spouting off about his personal beliefs? And I say that, and the term spouting off sounds very dismissive. I don't mean to be dismissive or accepting of the particular beliefs in which he spouts off.
Would advocating be a better word?
Advocating's a better word. Yeah, of course. Right. I mean, we all have the things that we believe in, and some of us choose to use whatever platform we have to talk about those things, and some of us don't. And it's very interesting to see. And you know, I think we see Tim Cook as a person in the former category, and Apple's CEO, former CEO, Steve Jobs, as someone in the latter category. He very rarely spoke up about social issues. He kept all of his, you know, donations and all that stuff as private as he possibly could, you know.
I don't know. He talked about politics, man. He talked about supporting Al Gore. Brought Al Gore onto his company's board of directors.
Yeah, fair point.
He talked about supporting the Democratic Party at the presidential level on more than one occasion.
That's true. Yeah, it certainly he did that a lot less than what we're seeing now out of Tim Cook. They're two different people. And that's true. Okay.
So here's my theory. and I think that you're actually the exception that proves the rule. If you take a Venn diagram of people who agree with Tim Cook and people who disagree with Tim Cook, in the middle, where they overlap, you would have people who think that it's appropriate, okay, acceptable, or, you know, some other very, you know, thumbs any up. Kind of very, yes. People are okay with him speaking, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I don't think that there is a wide overlap. What I see on TMO's comments very consistently, and that's actually still a relatively small data set, even despite the large number of people we have reading the site and commenting, but it's still, sure, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it's a small data set. But what I see very consistently is that it's the people who disagree with the message who say that he shouldn't express the opinion. There are exceptions. There are people who,
well, and I don't think it's this small sliver of a percentage, right? I feel like as the CEO the people that agree with Tim Cook's politics, for lack of a better blanket term, and or agree with the subjects about which Tim Cook is advocating and disagree with the fact disagree with his choice to advocate for them. Right. I feel like if I were a shareholder of Apple, and I am, Apple is not a political company. They are a consumer electronics company. And it's possible that this type of advocacy could turn off potential customers. And yeah, I and see that
it can turn on potential customers.
It could, mm-hmm. But a CEO's job, primary job, arguably the only job, and certainly the CEO of a publicly traded company, has the primary job of increasing shareholder value. And as a shareholder, I don't know that I like need him out there advocating. There are plenty of people advocating for those same issues. It's not that I think that the issues should be buried. I don't think any issue should be. If somebody feels strongly about something, you should say so.
Unless you're the CEO.
Unless. Right. Exactly.
No, complete. All right. First of all, I cannot possibly disagree with you any more than I do at this particular moment in time. But above and beyond that mildly expressed opinion, mm-hmm. I would say that Tim Cook has actually done a very good job of keeping his speech on these issues limited to the things that he believes does bring more shareholder value. In Tim Cook's mind, rightly or wrongly, and I realize that you and I are probably on the same page on this, Dave, but rightly or wrongly, Tim believes that diversity makes Apple stronger, for instance. And he believes that equality makes Apple stronger. And he believes that a society that supports these things is a better society for everyone. Those are his beliefs. Not everyone is going to going to agree with that. But that I imagine that Tim Cook has some very strong feelings on a number of different issues we do not hear him speak about. And
sure you're right.
And like I said, I mean, in my opinion, you should do the right thing. I'm a very, very keen believer in the idea of doing the right thing whenever possible. And from that standpoint, I support Tim, even as the CEO of a publicly traded company, I support him doing the right thing. Now, the reality is that I tend to also agree with this message. So I think you're the exception that proves the rule on my Venn diagram. And I am merely the Venn diagram. I mean, you're one of those people who may agree with the message or not, but disagrees with him speaking out on it. But I guess I'll come back to my central premise that the vast majority of people that I see saying that he shouldn't be talking are people who really just don't want him to say what he's saying.
Yeah, I think And the best argument that you've made in all of this, to me, is the only relevant argument that you've made, is that you believe that by speaking out about these things, he believes he's increasing shareholder value, because that is his job. And he does need, he has a fiduciary responsibility to put the company before himself. He must. Otherwise, he's
he has a fiduciary responsibility to increase shareholder value. He doesn't have a fiduciary responsibility to remove himself from all equations.
That's kind of what a fiduciary responsibility is. Is you have to prioritize the company's interests above your own.
All right. So I'm just going to toss this out here to get reactions from you guys. We are living, as the old curse says, in interesting times, and we're at a place where a lot of people feel disenfranchised, and they feel like the people that are supposed to be representing them are not. So, you know, politicians and other figureheads, and so we have this weird thing happening where company CEOs like Tim Cook are becoming the voice of the people. And so because of the way our society is changing in that way, does that make it okay on some level for Tim Cook to be a spokesperson for whatever it is that he feels is appropriate?
I don't think that these guys are becoming the voice of the people.
No, and I also think it's a false premise to say that all of the people feel unrepresented.
Well, of course, it's hyperbolic the way I presented that.
I don't think this is about the political divide that is currently gripping
the country. Right. No, and I think it's fair to say that the issues for which Tim Cook is being considered and therefore is receiving this award have very little to do with what we're currently seeing going on, you know, after the results of the election and all that stuff. I mean, he's been on this equality thing and all of that for a long time.
He was speaking out on these issues when they were not under attack by the executive branch of the United States of America.
That's correct.
So I don't.
The timing of the announcement of the award certainly is there's a massive coincidence here, but it is just that, I believe.
Do they do it at this time every year? If they do it at this time every year, then that's utterly the case. Mm-hmm. It is possible that they're making a statement.
Yeah, of course. Right. Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. Right.
Well, regardless of the timing, of course, they're making a statement.
Yes, of course. Right. Yeah. It's how these things work. Yes.
Right.
And here's the museum being talked about on a podcast where the museum was never spoken about. And what was the first thing we did? We explained exactly what the museum was, where it is, or if we didn't, it's in Washington, D.C. And if that wasn't clear, and, you know, maybe you should go visit. Right. I mean, so good PR on their part. But yes. But there is this ancillary thing. I mean, as long as Tim Cook believes what he is doing is primarily about increasing shareholder value, then I don't disagree with his choice. But I'm not convinced that's why he's doing it.
Oh, I feel very strongly the opposite way. I would say that this idea of Apple being a diverse place and the society be a supportive place for its diversity is utterly tied to Apple's ability to innovate. I think that Tim strongly agrees with strongly believes that.
Right. That's not what I said, though.
And that's why he's speaking out about it, though.
Right.
is because he thinks those, that the, that these things go hand in hand.
Yeah, Apple has always been very open and welcoming of diversity. I mean, for a long time, way longer than many other companies. But they never had a social mission to tell everybody about it before Tim Cook.
Yeah.
Yep, that's true.
So, this is not a change inside Apple. It's more a, hey, you know, here's what we believe in. Is it, here's what I believe in. That's where it gets a little, interesting for me.
I think we're actually vehemently agreeing with one another on this particular thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's not necessarily a change, Dave, but I believe that he believes that it's important to fight for these things so that Apple can be stronger.
So on one hand,
we're disagreeing with that.
That's the thing. What Apple never had a problem being Apple in the past, though. They didn't need to speak out about this stuff. They just did it.
Yeah, but then there's the part about society being properly supportive of the same people that Apple is relying on
I just don't innovate. See how this increases shareholder value.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, end result is that value's been going up. So, I mean, maybe this is a part of it, but I just don't see how that goes.
But that doesn't that doesn't mean that Tim doesn't think that. So,
right.
I think that I'm projecting my values onto Tim on this, and I think that you're projecting your values onto your doubts. I think that we're both doing a little projecting here.
Yeah, I just don't think it's.
Is it possible that Tim thinks it does bring value and yet it doesn't?
That's possible.
I think an excellent argument. I don't think we could actually determine that truth, mind you.
No.
But well, I think
right. that's no, excellent, talking about directly
excellent to Tim. Argument could be had about it.
Right. Right.
I missed what you said,
John. Yeah, it just seems like a corporate CEO, this is a weird thing for them to be doing, regardless of the issue.
You're talking about the immigration issue?
This has nothing to do with immigration. That actually made a lot of sense to me, right? Because
I'm sorry, go ahead.
They have a very specific, but again, that just happens to be coincidental timing with the announcement of this award, right? They've never talked about immigration before. This is the immigration thing makes a lot of sense because if they can't, I mean, Apple has a long history of being able to hire people who have, you know, legally immigrated here and they source from that pool. So that actually made a lot of sense to me. And as a CEO, they know that this is where some of their value is. So they absolutely had to go speak out, about that. That totally makes sense to me. Do they need to speak out about racial equality? They list racial equality, privacy, the environment, LGBT rights. So privacy, we talked a lot about that on this show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely was good for Apple's business. So there's one. Yeah, I agree with that. LGBT rights and racial equality. These are characteristics that Apple has embodied for decades, right? Did they need to speak out about them in order to, you know, continue doing what they were doing? I don't think so.
All right.
I will fight and die for your right to believe that, Dave.
Yeah.
So I want to keep going with this because I'm really enjoying the conversation, but we're like really running out of time. And
I don't know. I think we chewed through it pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah. But still, I just love the back and forth. I haven't had a chance to talk about Blue Apron yet. So I need to make that happen because I'm really glad that they're sponsoring us this week. And Blue Apron, for those of you that might be tuning in for the first time and aren't familiar with them, what they do is come up with really great recipes and then get really fresh ingredients and then ship the food right to your door so that you can make it yourself and you'll have a really good tasting dinner and you didn't have to go to the store to make it happen. And as an example, one of the things that they have coming up in one of their soon menus is cashew chicken stir fry with tango mandarins and jasmine rice, which sounds pretty impressive to me. I'm all about stir fry. And so they're coming up with these really great recipes that you may not think of yourself. And they're out there sourcing the best quality produce and meat and seafood that they can get, and then they just send it right to you. Now, the way this works is that you go and sign up for one of their meal plans, and you can pick a set number of meals that get delivered to you every week, and they average out to under $10 a person, which is cheaper than if you went to a restaurant to try and get the same quality of food. But you can get it for even cheaper because they have a special deal just for you, listeners. If you go to blueapron.com/TDO, blueapron.com/TDO, you can get the first three meals from your order for free, and you're not going to pay shipping. So you'll pay even less for that food that's coming right to your door. And it actually really is really good. I've been impressed with it. Dave and Brian, you both have tried it, and you've told me that you really liked it. So that's a big plus right there. And Brian, I know how picky you are about your food. So it's saying a lot when you're impressed with the food quality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a really great way to and convenient way to get to try some new recipes. And not have to go to the store and try and figure out what it's going to be. They take care of all that for you. Plus, you get to keep the recipe cards. So if you get something you really, really like and want to remake, no problem. You can go to the store, get the ingredients, and do it again yourself. So it's really great. Go and check it out, blueapron.com/TDO. Get your first three meals for free. Man, that was actually really hard for me to say this time. Shipping is free with that too. And thank you, Blue Apron, for being our sponsor. All right. So that discussion ended up working out to be so interesting that I just couldn't stop us. And we're out of time. So the other things that I wanted to talk about today, no problem. We still have shows coming up next week. And we can go ahead and talk about those things. And we're just going to have to wrap up. So, Dave, thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. This is a fun one.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed the discussion. Brian, thank you for being here as well.
Indeed. I'm glad that we could solve this particular problem, that it's no longer an issue.
I know. I'm glad because now we'll be able to sleep at night again.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, and yes, thanks again to both of you for being here. Thanks again to Blue Apron for being our sponsor all week. Head over to their website, blueapron.com/TDO. Get your first three meals off your order for free, plus free shipping. And listeners, thank you for joining us. We'll see everyone again on Monday.